Harry's heart was beating rather fast. He was sure that Scrimgeour was right. How could he avoid taking the snitch with his bare hand in front of the minister?
"You don't say anything," said Scrimgeour. "Perhaps you already know what the snitch contains."
"No," said Harry, still wondering how he could appear to touch the snitch without really doing so. If only he knew Legilimency, really knew it, and could read Hermione's mind. He could practically hear her brain whirring beside him.
"Take it," said Scrimgeour quietly.
Harry met the minister's yellow eyes and knew he had no option but to obey. He held out his hand, and Scrimgeour leaned forward again and placed the snitch slowly and deliberately into Harry's palm. Nothing happened. As Harry's fingers closed around the snitch, its tired wings fluttered and were still. Scrimgeour, Ron, and Hermione continued to gaze avidly at the now partially concealed ball, as if still hoping it might transform in some way.
"That was dramatic," said Harry coolly.
Both Ron and Hermione laughed.
"That's all, then, is it?"
asked Hermione, making to prise herself off the sofa.
"Not quite,"
said Scrimgeour, who looked bad-tempered now.
"Dumbledore left you a second bequest, Potter."
"What is it?"
asked Harry, excitement rekindling. Scrimgeour did not bother to read from the will this time.
"The sword of Godric Gryffindor," he said.
Hermione and Ron both stiffened. Harry looked around for a sign of the ruby-encrusted hilt, but Scrimgeour did not pull the sword from the leather pouch, which, in any case, looked much too small to contain it.
"So, where is it?" Harry asked suspiciously. "Unfortunately," said Scrimgeour, "that sword was not Dumbledore's to give away. The sword of Godric Gryffindor is an important historical artifact, and, as such, belongs..."
"It belongs to Harry," said Hermione hotly. "It chose him. He was the one who found it. It came to him out of the Sorting Hat."
"According to reliable historical sources, the sword may present itself to any worthy Gryffindor," said Scrimgeour. "That does not make it the exclusive property of Mr. Potter, whatever Dumbledore may have decided."
Scrimgeour scratched his badly shaven cheek, scrutinizing Harry.
"Why do you think
Dumbledore wanted to give me the sword?" said Harry, struggling to keep his temper. "Maybe he thought it would look nice on my wall."
"This is not a joke, Potter," growled Scrimgeour. "Was it because Dumbledore believed that only the sword of Godric Gryffindor could defeat the heir of Slytherin? Did he wish to give you that sword, Potter, because he believed, as do many, that you are the one destined to destroy he who must not be named?"
"Interesting theory," said Harry. "Has anyone ever tried sticking a sword in Voldemort? Maybe the Ministry should put some people onto that, instead of wasting their time stripping down deluminators or covering up breakouts from Azkaban.
So is this what you've been doing, Minister? Shut up in your office, trying to break open a snitch? People are dying. I was nearly one of them. Voldemort chased me across three counties. He killed Mad-Eye Moody. But there's been no word about any of that from the Ministry, has there? And you still expect us to cooperate with you?"
"You go too far,"
shouted Scrimgeour, standing up. Harry jumped to his feet, too. Scrimgeour limped toward Harry and jabbed him hard in the chest with the point of his wand. It singed a hole in Harry's T-shirt like a lit cigarette.